BBC Radio 1, this is Scott Mills. Quite a few people on the text are saying Chris is jealous of our special night. I don't think so.
What, jealous of me or jealous of which one of us does he fancy?
You, clearly.
What are we talking about here? Did he sort of help you get home? Is that what you mean by amazing or the opposite?
He certainly helped me get home.
No, you see, that doesn't help.
Oh, I love him.
I know. Comments include, everyone like needs a friend like Chris. I want a friend like Chris. Chris is the best. Bless him, etc. He's such a good mate. Good on him for not telling you, even though you were heavily involved. One final test, though. At the end of the call, Becky does say this to Chris.
Definitely haven't spoken to him. Should I?
No, it's probably best you don't.
So I don't mention that I've spoken to
him? No, don't say anything, and I'll try and speak to him before the show.
Right, okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Oh,
God, bye.
Aww.
I know. What a mess. I'm surprised he answers the phone to any of us anymore. So, you asked him not to say anything.
Yes.
So, obviously, I gave him a call just to see if he did.
Hello.
Hello, it's me. Right, I can't be long because I'm on air.
Right.
Has Becky said anything to you about what's happened?
No, nothing. Don't worry about it, honestly. Mate, it's all good, don't worry about it. She hasn't said anything to me, it's all fine.
She hasn't said what she thinks about it at all?
Yeah, well, mate, I'm confused about the whole thing, to be perfectly honest, but...
But she hasn't spoken to you, no?
No, she hasn't.
All right, okay, I better go, I'm on air, so I'll speak to you in a bit.
All right, mate.
Right, let's all give Chris a big clap there. That is incredible. What a brilliant, brilliant friend. Just, he's so confused.
Have you rung him to tell him that it was a big wind-up?
I've sent a text. He's a good mate.
That's he's right. Probably sitting at home going, oh my God, oh my God.
I know. I've sent him a text. It's all absolutely fine. BBC Radio.